Okay, well, we begin with the Shalomation. Just tell me a diyuk in the Mechaber. The Mechaber's Lashon is in Siman Shin Sadi Aleph, Siv Beis, that there exists a restriction against Beis HaMishneh, 30 days, well, 12 months, respectively. Miyu Simchas Mareyev, Shechayev, Lefro, Samiyad, Mutal Asol, Samiyad HaChashiva, also the Kanislah. So the Diyakalosh of the Mechab is Mashra Bit, the way Tani said it and the way I thought originally, that Dhamma Sud is also. It's only a special dispensation for Simchas Mareya Shukai of the Fro also. That's when you're allowed to, when it's allowed. But Stam is also. Avlam Eino Chayev Lepara, also the concept of Arach HaShloshim. A little bit of a deal. I guess that the result was by my saying another very definition of Simchas Mareyas is, as the Gemara defines it, only back and forth. That's how you have to get out of it. The Beit HaMishneh, which is the original expression, is somehow defined by the word Simchas Mareyas. But I agree. You have to convince me. I thought that way from the beginning. That Stam Suda without any reciprocity is a problem. Okay, so we have the facts number, we'll see what we can do about it. Okay. Rabotai, we discussed the rush yesterday from the Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbeinu Yosef, let's turn again and see what he says. Please. Rabbeinu Yosef is to be found in the rush in Siman Mem Ches, the middle of the next sugya, which already I hope to get to the next sugya soon. And they soon. The middle of that sugya, Rabbi Ben Yosef, it says as follows: Haydi Rael is Varav, Rabbi Natan, Lo Atzminon, Elo Beit HaMishneh Shereshus, because it goes from Sefer Snoch, of Terek Tez, Akol HaMesim, also the Gleil, the Beit HaMishneh, Lam Az Yom, now watch the punctuation, Al Aviv, Yal Imo, Yud Beit Kodesh, Elam Kenet, Shkudu Shamit. That's one way to read it. Presume that's the way the Rabbi Yosef will read it, because the Gemara, the first Gemara, that the Simcha Lamed or the Mareyas Lamed, the two separate Yisurim. What do you mean with the Gemara? The answer is exactly it, but that's exactly the point. Those two separate Yisurim are just for Shlosh. But as far as the answer of Yud Beis Kodesh, it does not apply to the Suda's mitzvah whatsoever. That seems to be the sheet of Rav Rabbeinu Yosef. And the Pashas is not only permissible to go in there, but the Pashas must even to eat there. That's the Pashas here, this Lashon that's found here in the Rush. Right? That's the Pashas. Okay, this is how the very surface quotes from the base mayor. That's the terrace. That's how I read the way we just read it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan and Tzidzayim, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote this opinion, doesn't even quote it, not even mention. Apo Pikein, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's a sad gadol when you change the suffix with davar. It's something which we should take into consideration. We pass these various shailos. We can go here, we can go there. It's going to be much more makel after a month because there's whatever other suffix we have, we can add the opinion of Rabbi Ben Yos. So the Rambam seems to think goes beyond Rabbi Ben Yos. The Rambam seems to say the pashtus even within 30 days. There's no issue of sudas mitzvah. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Rambam. What happens? It's against the Gemara for Eshet. The Gemara says I can't be. The Gemara tried that out in the Mishnah Kama according to some, right? The Mishnah Kama says that according to some, but it was rejected. It was rejected out of hand based upon the Brice, which says the Simcha Ulamarei is Shlosh. So therefore it implies there's a separate Easter of Simcha, separate and distinct from Easter of Merei. And therefore, it must be referring to a Suda's mitzvah. There's nothing to talk about. I'm going to ask the Mefurash Gemara. Mefurash Gemara. Okay? So what do you do with the Rambam? So here, I think it's only the only salvation here is a Girsa. So the Ritzvah is a Girsa. To this Kash, the Magi Vater, Uparkinon, Tani the Simcha Shel Mereis. In other words, it says the Simcha Ula Mereis. Don't think it means two separate things. The Simcha Ula Mereis. No, it needs the Simcha Shel Mareyas. Oh, you have those extra words in Shas, which we don't have. We're missing four words, Rabbi Yosef. That's unfortunate. We're missing four words in our text. But, as the footnote points out, 796, Kane Garcina Bikstav Yad Minchin. Just look at the dictionaries, which we don't have. But we know that the Munich manuscript is the most accurate manuscript. The Rambam had that manuscript. So therefore, that's it. Mishnah Kamat Mefurish, knocking off the kasha with this re-understanding, reinterpretation, if you will, of the bride. That's one way to say. But of course, the man is carried today because there was another kasha. The Tanya of Simcha Shloshim and Lemareya Shloshim. And here the words, you can't say it's one thing. The word Shloshim is found twice in this other bride, which we don't have at all. We don't have this again. It's only Ksavya and Minchin. What's the answer? Kasha. Two things with the rabbi. Either he didn't have the second part of the Gersa. Maybe he only had the first part of Ksavya and Minchin Gersa. Selective imagination. Or another possibility, that the Rambam often has kashas and a kasha starfish. The Rambam is like the golden matufta in the end. But a kasha means it's a kasha, but there must be a teret somewhere. We have that very often in Rambam. We don't know what exactly the teret is, but perhaps that would be the way they answer the pishitas of Rambam. Then, of course, you could have argued it. Perhaps. That's my only way to explain the Rambam as we have it in front of us. Okay, Rabbi. Let's now continue the nitty-gritty of the sugya of Simcha, and then we try to finish it and go to the sugya of Nisun. So we still have quite a way to go, just going through the process. Okay, we talk about a Mila, we call it a Maril, Yom Tov Shalom. To the Sefer Divrei Sofrim in Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph, and Tzivkot Lamed is wondering, what about in today's spirit? Yom Tov Shalom. Oh. It sounds like, you know, we talk about Thursday nights here. This is what it sounds like. Yeah? It's coming from Yerushalayim. Here it's Ezra Tyrus. It's not coming from Riverdale. So he says over here, if a woman is in Avelus, in Avi Abed Eno Avelus, Rakishto Avela, right? She can come. Why? Because it's Suda Shalom. Suda Shalom is also Suda. Yantav Shalom. Yishaleh Yantav Shalom. It's a modern concept. Yovusim Chososh is Zachsa Lekayim. It's Zachsa Yizbarach. What's this? Right, the next word I can't read. Brit Vivloda. Zachsa Lehakruf Rivitna Chassan Dona Lavulov. Yubalat HaMitzvah. I don't know, this sounds very mushy. If you want to be technical, we know that the Farish is in and that the Chiyav and Chavbil is only on the father. I told you mush has a place in Halach. And I think it has a place here too. If it was the Yotzer Shalom, let me answer the following question. We thought about the Beitzer's comparison to Tisha B'Av Nitzcha. Would you say Yotzer Shalom? Tisha B'Av Nitzcha, she doesn't have to, she can eat anyway because she's the 11th. Well, let's say she's stark. Schmack, right? Stark. And there's no, she's so strong that there's no medical reason for her to eat. Well, she's making a bris on Tisha B'Av Nitzcha for her son. Would you allow the Yom Tov Shalom? I don't think so. I would be afraid to say this modern Rivadelian concept here. Of Yom Tov Shalom with all this poetry coming from the Chidah. I'd still be afraid to say so. But I think the din is right for a different reason. I mean, all this Yantav Shalom, the same, it makes a comparison. Maybe it's Dr. Moshe, rather. Ki'ai Gavna, we find with Spekatisha. It's a different concept. There, it's a formal Yantav Shalom, the part of the Father. Only here, as we mentioned before, Yantav Shalom is Mutelas Olam. The Simcha is Mutelas. You're responsible. Although, technically speaking, the responsibility may be completely the Father's, but on a practical level, you know who runs the show. So the mother can't say, Ma, you stay out because Daddy is taking care of old Daddy. Daddy doesn't lift a finger. He's sitting there, and either he's going to work every day or he's going to manage every day. The mother's running the whole show, making all the phone calls, arranging everything, making everything. Can't come in. It's not yours. You didn't do anything. What kind of ridiculous statement is that? That's, I think, the shot in what the different sofer was saying. Yes. We'll have to get to the problem later about all these things. Big day Shabbat, the Iker is not a... It's not a restriction, we pointed out a long time ago. Right. Perhaps. I think it would be. I think it would be. Interestingly, talk about an anti-Rivadelian concept. He quotes it from Rav Moshe and others, I think also back from a Chidah, that we have this din, we spoke about this as the politically incorrect reading of the Ramban, but in a different context. That Isha Meshuvezes Levayla has this, Rav Moshe the following Shaila, couples invited to a Simcha, and the woman is an Avelah of Yudbeis Kodesh. And the husband says to his wife, you must come. She has to come. Why? Because Yudbeis Kodesh is Mishim Kibbut Aveim, and the Gemara tells the Kiddushin that Isha Eshtish Rishus Acherim Aleha, and Kibbut Abal has priority, so she has to come. That's a wild concept if you ask me, but it comes back from the Chidah. Lani is Daiti, hard to be making this man as a. I told you last time, these days, you know, how much control, Rishus Acherim Aleha, come on, if anything, it's the reverse these days. So it's hard to say that all of a sudden it comes from and let the woman go to the basic simcha of the husband and ask her to come. She'll say, honey, no thanks, I'll stay home. And they'll say, okay. So the dynamics are just different nowadays, I think. It's hard to, he points out also in the Emek Dover, that what do you mean? The son-in-law is mechuyav in the covenant of his father-in-law or mother-in-law. So he can't just ignore that, keep it out, you know, which he's not an evangelist, but it's an Indian of Kibbutz, he's also being taken into consideration. Kitcha. What? Well, some cases it wouldn't apply. His stake has a higher, he has a higher priority. Kitcha, I'm mentioning it over here as a passing point. Some people are actually making lemaisa. So you can do making lemaisa based on Moshe if it's really, really a shetzat chak. Now, here in Oth Kuf, the Emek Dover quotes the Ritva, in Ksubit, that even if you can't go into the Sudas Bris Mila, but you can go and watch the operation. You might come into the operating room. And as the surgery known as Bris Mila takes place. So you ask, gosh, wait a second. If you can't go to the ceremony of marriage, how can you go to the ceremony of circumcision? Huh? I forgot the kash here. Oth Kuf. And the Emek Dover. So the answer, you know, they're really the same, but they have a ban by the wedding, and there's no ban by the Brits. Come on. So the answer is ridiculous. The question doesn't begin. As you pointed out before, Achasna the Simcha Be'etzer, the Ravan holds, you can't walk into the ultimate Simcha, right? As opposed to a Brit. True, Sosanoch, the Masecha, the Chazal Darshan, has to do with Mila. Imkol Zeh, that's not the same level as the Chatzim. And the Chor has exactly the whole discussion here, and he calls from the Poskim, from the Ritva. Namely, what's the Havimini you can't go into to a circumcision? What? You can't go into an operating room? They'll invite you to, unless you're in a veil, come and invite you to the OR in Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. Can't go in. Why? But I read in the Emek Dover, you can't go into a surgery. This is an operation, this is an operation. Is there a shot operation? It's ridiculous. But the operation, the big is very happy. Someone never has some kind of a deformity and they're going to take it away. It's a tremendous simcha. The terrorists are very shy. All kinds of simchas in the world. People, who got together, fire got together, they're going to play basketball. Not the simcha. You can't play basketball because the simcha. There's no Easter of Simcha. You know, people eat pizza this is Simcha. They read the Ramban as a Simcha. A lot of Simchas. They didn't ask this every Simcha. They asked it a Suda. That's the Suda. They asked it a Suda. The Chiddush Neira of the Ravan is, which is Lonos and Tavad Dover, is that a wedding is such an exception, such a high level of Simcha, and it also qualifies as an independent prohibition. We know that you can't get married. So, and the rabbi makes comparison to the extent of someone else's wedding, which we pointed out yesterday, some of the questions. But you shouldn't be able to go into stam into an operation. It's also a havamina in the ritva. But it says, sasanochi. So the havamina, you can't go into the operation, not because it's happy. Because it says, sus. It says, I'll be dinner simple. Kamash in the ritva. No, it's not such a big deal. That's the same level as the wedding. And therefore you can go on, you know, with any other group of people, even though they're having a simcha together in the absence of any food. Fine. Rabbah said the Ramok, let's go back to the Ramok. Ramok was a minik. Come on, we have to do the lashon of the Ramok. A minik, we mentioned this minik yesterday already. Not to go to Shum, Suda, Shiva, Olam. Why? The Aruch HaShulchan said, you'd explain. The mother shot is no good. Before the summary shown him, Rabbi Yosef, a Mrs. Mutter, but a Rishut is us. According to the Ravid, it's the other way around. Right? A Mitzvah is us. Since we're not sure who's right, we don't go to any meal. Not Mitzvah and not Rishut. Says there are Chashukah, that's a minig. But Meikar Adin, Halacha, Kedivri, Hamekil, apparently in both. In both. He says, that means a Machlok. Again, he's like the Rav of Yosef. But he says, well, only rely on the Bishat Atzach. He pulled it out. The Simchas Bonav Unnechado, a happy occasion in your children or grandchildren's life, you can go based upon these considerations. We had other reasons to go to a child or even the grandchild's Simcha, based on your Mutal Alecha, etc., the Maharshtam, with the brothers. Now, let's take a look in the Chidushim of Yerim in the back, the Farnzal and Goliath, in Sif Chav Gimel. Something very interesting. It is a Salah, poster of Yaakov Emden. On the side, it tells him a courage. And he got the Shalat Yavit. What does it say there? The Pitzchei Tshuva quotes this Yavit by name and says, well, hey, he's wrong, so I'm not going to tell you what he says. Is that what? Isn't that amazing? He's wrong, so I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to quote it. He's wrong. It's amazing kind of a quote there. But we know what he says. So there was a time Zalman goes, well, he was right. Even with all the Shalat Yavit here, I don't think. But we have what he says, as it's quoted in Sifkov Gimel. What did he say? He says, you can't go to the Mishnah, right? The Shabbos also, he says, okay, Shabbos is available for the Shabbos. But then he says, Sudas Mitzvah, which is Eina Shal Simcha, such as Shalom Zocher, Bris Milan Shabbos, or Kiddush Shafir Violetet, Yesh Lahakam. Aye, we have a minig not to go into anything for 12 months? No. After the whole minig shall lead us to Shem Suda Shem Olam, we call him called B'Shabbat Mutter. Okay? This is what he says. The minig of Ramah applies 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Okay? The Abba says so. It's considered rejected. If you're dealing with Minhagim, it's hard to give it a right answer because Mikra then Ramah seems to be making for Suda Smith. That's in the Mukha Yosef. Okay, so the question was the minig is 6 day a week minig or 7 day a week minig. It's hard to know. Says the Kedushim of Biurim. Because again, Shemut Lecha is a Chavero La'onet Shabbos O Kedera Chaver Mesubim B'Shalashudis and Lecha Shudav. He goes a little bit late. That's what he says. What's this Kol Shekein, Rabbi said? It's a Kol Shekein. What's Kol Shekein? You know what it seems to me? It's Kol Shekein. This question to me seems to be saying that the heter of Sudas Mitzvah applies to Sudas Shabbos as well. Again, to Divrei Tofim. Divrei Tofim said you don't find out that Sudas Shabbos is a mitzvah. He gives an explanation why, not bad. Because here it says mitzvah of Pharisee, and Shabbos, you make Shabbos for Zich. You can eat by yourself the Yechidus, they call it. But if that's correct, what's the Kol Shekein? It's no Kol Shekein. Because Mil opinion, Ben Shalom Zacher, Kiddush for a daughter, is a mitzvah of Pharisee, mitzvah of the Tadoya. Shalashudas, you can make Fazich. So I got the impression from this Chidush of Yerim, he rejects the Divrei Tofim. So no, Suda Shabbos is also a Suda Mitzvah. Except that it has less Simcha than does the Shalom Zacha Bris Pidyon Avenah, Shalom Zacha Bris Kiddush for a daughter which takes place in Shabbos. But then the Kol Shekein, the Dice Kahal. Indeed, in the Divrei Tofim Lama Dalet, he rejects the Chiddush of Yerim. He asks it. Let's shout out to Gadol. He asks people what we call it. He calls Mine Mesika. You're having a snack. He asks. He doesn't accept this cooler. He rejects the cooler, yeah, because he says a minute is 7 days a week. As the Pesachet Shuna seems to have said, he quotes the Yavin. Is that it? I'm not telling you what he says, because it's wrong. Rabbi Tzuma, he holds this is wrong too. So the minhag is 7 days a week, and not 6 days a week. That's the question of what the minhag is. Okay, that's the Divrei Sofrim in Lamed Daled. He quotes the Yavat, Dafka B'chol B'Shabbat, and he says, he quotes the Rav Zal Margolius, Chav Gimel, Shal Shudas, no business. Pisket Shuvah says, Eina Mechrochem, and if it's Loa Tikem. And the Nachal Shiva and the Zerah Emes all say this is a problem. It's a problem. Even meaning Mitzika. And how could the Ramah leave it out if it's so common? There must be Yasid on Shabbos, and you can only be Shabbat HaGadol, you have a right to be Mekil. And in the bottom, what's the difference Shabbat HaGadol? Time alone is parish. So I think that this is an interesting point, that the minhag in many places is, and that's why I tell people, that when you go into a Kiddush, or Pidgin Aven, or Shalom Zachar, Kiddush, or Shalom Zachar, or what else, Kiddush, Shalom Zachar, Brit, on Shabbos, I tell them, if you have to go, don't eat. That we said before, because to go and not eat is permissible. That's what I tell people. But what about the Shalashuddha business? And most shuls have Shalashuddha, which everyone eats at, Shalashuddha, B'nai Echola, everyone else Shalashuddha. Here the meaning is the same people who don't go to the Mila Shalom Zachar and Kiddush, which takes place on the Shabbos, which are special events, when it comes to the Shalashuddha, with the greasy gefilters, everyone knows the herring, everyone knows this, you can grow up with this. The minhag that the Avelim do come to this, but the question is why? Is there a justification for this? I mean, is a kolshkein in the Rafam Dhamma, but it's because they will accept only the lower level, not the higher level. Because you could argue, I guess, if the Divrei Sofrim is right, we say Sudas Mitzvah Le'Isser, you wouldn't include through the Shabbat. If you want to include the Beheter, you suggest you include the Easter either. So B'laib, Sama Suda. But again, according to the different stuff, there's no reciprocity back and forth. You can assume maybe it was from the Mutter. Because we said earlier, as part of the Shnei Shia, Pashas, we could argue, should really be Aser. I don't know. You could argue, perhaps, the kind of a Peronusa. Shalosh Shudas, you never comes down, and it's like a... without a payment back and forth, but it's sort of an accepted thing. I don't know, but I have noticed that it comes to the Shabbos Shudas and the shuls that Avelim, generally speaking, do attend. Is my recollection accurate? You've seen it in where you are, private shuls in various neighborhoods? No? I think so. So we have to think about it another minute. So let's chat. If the Yavis is right, there are five dollars, there's no problem. But if he's wrong, and then the question is, so what's the... And even the same people, I think, would be very hesitant to go to a bris or a Shalom Zachar or a Kiddush. They might go and not eat. But the Shalom Shudas say, it comes down. So let's figure it out. What's the shot? It is more cow, it's on the Kedusha of Urim, but rigorously, what's the answer? Yes? Yeah, it's something like that. I meant that, it's a shul, it's a derech purdus, yeah? I'm not sure if I have a proper, rigorous answer to this question. If you have one, you'll let me know, okay? Good. Let's go on. The Gilead Marashah has a chumrah here. I want to show it to you. I don't want to accept it, I just want to show it to you. The Rafam Zalman, it quotes the Kula of Achva Achos. If a brother or sister, if they have a Chosma Kaler or some other Baal Simpa, it's permitted to go in. But the Gilead Marashah quotes in a very, very restrictive way. It's only true, he says, if they always eat together. In other words, it's a nuclear family. They're always eating together. And now, someone's making a Simcha, so they're always eating together. He limits it to that. He says, the first one, Shintai Alf Tzeis, Achil, Aspen is Tzudas Nesui, Achil, Vetshuvas Marashdam, Mat Derach Ba'achim Shadakim Lechol Yachad, otherwise not. So the Amek Dover Kuf Chav Dalet is wrong. That happens in the case that he's talking about, yes. But the reason applies even in a different case. What's the reason that he gives? If they won't come, they'll cause tzar for the chosn. So that applies even if they don't always eat together. It says the Mishmeret Shalom, Os Samach, the Islamic base, says the same thing. But the Rei Sofrim and Aleph said, look, there are those who argue on the Maharashtam. They give a famous rule, which I've told people many, many times. If you can go and not eat, do that. Often the fact that you're not eating just goes unnoticed. It's not going to cause tzar to the Baal Simcha, the chosn, whatever it may be. If you're not eating, you probably won't even notice it. You know, make believe you're eating. That's the best thing to do. How about the Big Day Shabbos business? The Rambam says that a Baal Bris can wear Big Day Shabbos until after the Mila. So the Divrei Sofer quotes in Memvav, Akasha from Nodav Yehuda. Wait a second. Yotzer Shalom. The whole day is a Yotzer. He's a terrorist. What about Maris Ayin? That's the quote in Memvav. The Kasha, no Kasha, the terrorist, no terrorist. We said before, it doesn't mean Yotzer Shalom literally. Yotzer Shalom just means that he's upset. He's mutal olaf to come to that Mila. Once the Mila's over, they bench. It's over. His disguise is over. Let's get back into his get out of his finery. A Big Day Shabbos, and he'll come in regular clothing, a t-shirt or something. He doesn't come in any Big Day Shabbos after the Brit Mila is over. Yeah. Okay, Siv Gimel, Rabbi. We're still in Siv Gimel. In Siman Shin Sayav, we're still here. Okay. We already went through the discussion of the Mechaba, the Ramah. I'm not going to repeat it again. Yeah. Let's discuss just one or two small points. The Maharil is quoted by the Dr. Moshe, who says as follows. There are veils in the Mokam Kupa. There are veils in the Mokam Kupa. And what did Maharil say? He said they were in shul, but they got married in shul. He says, get out of shul. Get out of shul. He said, Why? Apparently, I think it has to do with what we spoke about earlier. With the Ravan, who don't know some time of Donald, but we think we know the reason. The reason is that a simcha is a marriage is a formal simcha. So the Ramah quotes Yesh Mekoma Shemachmirim Lios Ovel Omed Kol Yud Beis Kodesh Chutz Beis Hakneset Lishmo Habroch Nagos Maril. You look on Dr. Moshe. What happened? There were people who were there sitting around as they were about to start the brachas. Maril says, I'm about to make the bracha. Please leave. Now the Maril didn't say, I don't think, they were over in Aveira before they left. I was there, the Chosin marched in, and the Kala marched in, and however they marched in those years, I don't know, they probably didn't have the same formalities, but you don't get an impression from the Maharil, as the Dr. Moshe quotes, that they had violated an Isser. In other words, he didn't say, hey, get out, give me a second, and then Isser, get one out. He said, no, I'm about to make the bracha, the bracha's Erisin, you know, so it's time to leave. That's how I read the expression of the Maharil. Okay? Now, this is the case, it fits with what we said before, that the Isser is an Isser because it's considered to be a Simcha Al-Pidin. Here we go. The Maharil's Lashon is in Ichos Nisuit. The Mahayu Avela B'mokha V'sha'ot Ma'chupa Tiva Maharil She'yeit V'chutza Beis HaKnesses B'sha'at HaBrach. He didn't say it, it's a Valp, it's an Avera. They were there. They came to Mishmah Tov, I guess. So they were saying now, this is another very important Chiddush Ladina, if this is true. We say the Minig of the Ravan is accepted by the Ramah, that a person should not be at a chuppah. If you want to get Mishmah Tov, so we can do, even according to the Ravan, to go Mishmah Tov during the meal is a big problem. Because we say that Malcolm Simcha came to walk in. To stay for the chuppah is a Minig not to do so. What we can do is like this. You can walk in as the chosn kala, you know, as the procession is about to begin, right? And it was milling around, and the Chutanim are all there, and the relatives, the cousins, the uncles, and everyone, and all the, and then you can, you know, be there when everyone's marching down and smiling, and the video will catch you, and no problem, right? And then if you want to be chush for the Ravan and the Maril, okay, as soon as the next, I guess, bar for a guffin, they can stay for, okay? And then as soon as they say, as the word says, a guffin, you walk out the door, you stand outside, and, you know, you can see from some of the marina, for example, you walk outside into the street and look through the glass and see what's going on, okay? And then, you know, you can't be there for, I guess, while that's going on. And as soon as, you know, when they finish, everyone's going to walk out. You can go back into the room. I guess after the club kind of run out with the band. So you can go back here, stop. You walk back into the room. Maybe smile to the book of time again. And then you were a good Jew the Chaladeus. Why should be mutter l'chemat the Chaladeus? I don't see any reason to answer that. But to stay in for the chup, for the brachas themselves, that's the minhag Ravan, not to do it. So again, Mishnah Tzachak is v'hokul, but the chatzchil will be found in the Yisrael. But if you're going to go in, stay while they're marching down, walk outside the glass. I mean, not every place is you can walk outside the glass. In some of them, it's a 10th floor, you know, you wouldn't want to walk outside the glass. But there's a problem being the same. We said before, the whole building maybe it is to Mishnah Tzachak. But in a place to be described, you'd be able to walk out and then stay outside, look through, and then as soon as the class kind of leave the room with the band starts playing, go back in and never still milling around, wish you might as well go home. And so, see what you want after you're on the outside. That's why should be mostly, yeah? Yeah, that was my possibility. But I haven't found it. I just haven't found it. And Lania's dicey, since the breaks are so significant, like, for example, after they finish the chuppah, and then they, there was a break, and they said, daven then, or whatever, and then they go into another hall. You wouldn't take one big continuum and one big thing. It's two separate things. It's not the same as, well, they stopped serving the soup, they haven't served the chicken, and the band hasn't struck up yet, so you can walk in for a second. No, as we said before, that's one big continuum, as opposed to this. Yeah.
The
Vatican is the pan. It depends. It's an important discussion. I want to talk about it. But maybe give me a chance to get to it, okay?
That's
a different kind of badekin. So hold on. That's about to get to it. We'll get to it. Believe that I'll get to it. Okay? Then, it's interesting, there are more quotes of Minig that if the Rav is in the Tzad HaKiddushin, he's permitted to come to the wedding. That's the lesson of the Rambam. You don't go for 12 months, you don't go at all. Then we go into the chuppah. But, he says, Avo yochol avarach birchas eresim v'nitsu in tachat ha-chuppah shebebeis ha-knesset. Where it's a separate place, you can, we said maybe even, again, that's our old story, but only beis ha-knesset. What if it's, that you just put up, Elliot? Why say beis ha-knesset? And what if it would be in a place where the meal will be later on? I don't know. It doesn't say the Farish of the Tosa. It's just a half a diach from the word Beis HaKnesses. Maybe it's Dibre Vahova. I say it's still in those years. But we haven't found anyone to be Farish to Asim Al Shem Sofa. In any event, what's the reason? So Dibre Sofa can quote in two reasons. One, look, we paskin, what's going to go into the chuppah? What we call the chuppah. The Ravan, no, nothing, Tom, the Dover. All right, so the minigus can follow him without a time. We gave a time. But the Rav is out of Kiddushin. There's a need to go back to and make. That's reason number one. Reason number two, as I said before, it's your simcha. It's mutal al-akha. You are responsible to the Rav to take care of it. Like the same as we said by the father and the brothers in the whole story. Nafkamina suggested to Amek Dover. Nafkamina in Sipkot and Kuf Kei Gimel. Nafkamina would be, is it any Messiah Kiddushin can do it? Or only the Rav of the city who has sort of a responsibility to take care of it? That would be the Nafkamina, he said. But according to us, we said before, as long as the chosn is mitzvah without him, it's his simcha, he has to come. More than that, it seems to me, not only if he can make come if he's the mitzvah kedusha, anyone should be able to come if his absence is going to cause tzar to the chosn. So not only mitzvah, well, that means that, look, you don't have a mitzvah kedusha, Rabbi Shlomo, you know. Now, often a person goes to yeshiva and he has a few rebbeim, and he has a shul, a rav in his shul, and a rav in her shul. These days, she has rebbeim. So you run into all kinds of things. And they all will feel very upset. They don't all show up. And then you say, it's more than to show up. The minute is that if someone... The rebbeim are being beat, you see how important they are. So the minig is that the Rebbe comes and he's even in the Avelis, they give him a kibbutz. They give him something under the chuppah, so then you can fit into the literal reading of the Ramah against one of the birchas they sue in. So usually happens. But even if it wouldn't happen, the Rebbe comes to be with the chassid. The chassid really wants his Rebbe to be there. He's not Messiah Kedush because he has another Rebbe, or has a shul rav, or whatever it is, or grandfather, whatever it may be, or parent. That's beside the point. It's going to be mitzvah if you don't come. That's what I thought. Fine. One more point about this mishamsha business. The hefter of, you give out a bencher or some of this. We thought it's really ridiculous, but as ridiculous as it is, the Sharei Tshuvah Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sikot Gimel in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, there was a minute like that to be mishamesh kabali asuda, and they ate there with them. I don't understand how it's possible. So the Divrei Sof from Kufayin Gimel explains, it's called Nayin Gimel rather, explains as follows. It's referring to the close relative. It's mutter mikir razin without giving out the penshalach. They threw in something else, the rap for the milsa. It's always that way. Don't do it. Every kumar leads to a kula. They try to establish an extra safeguard by the closest relative who mutter to come in anyway. They said give out a bencher, give out a yarmulke, give out the place cards. So what did Klal Yisrael do? They took that part, but the Yavs are the best prepared. They forgot about the close cells of Lada Kabiki with them. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry gives out place cards. And then somebody's at the wedding in Avela. It's ridiculous. It's an unfortunate build which came from a frumkite. That's what emerged according to the difference of Mayan Gimel. Okay, final thing here is that, the yard side. Interesting point. There are Mokko Taminik not to eat the night of a yard side. There's a whole discussion in the Shach, is it true, is it not true? Such a minig exists. Quote the Ateras of the Lavush. Lorisi Nogan came. That's the Shach. Ani Yom Adavash and Amosu. Lo Shach Bo Minig. Lorina and Araya. Ani Risi Nogan Leisur. It's a question of whether this minig applies. Some say it only applies the first year. And some say it applies every year. And some say it applies even to other meals aside from a chasana. Everyone agrees that it's mutter. Okay, that's that minute. Let's start the next topic, Baruch Hashem, at long last, the topic of Nisua. Okay, let's open the Gemara here, Chof Gimel Amanal. This is a very interesting sugya. Chana Rabbanon, that's the Gemara. Chol Shloshim Yom L'Nisuin. Neisa ishta osalisa isha acheres atchiyavala shlosha regolim. Rav Yudah says two regolim. V'mein lo banim mutalisa li'alter shabitla piri v'rivya. Hinichu lo banim tanim mutalisa li'alter neparnasosa. Neisa shemes isha shoyotza v'koyin amlachosa v'beit akvoris l'chi uparnasi et b'nei achose. A nice way to put it. Afa v'kein lo bo olel is man meruva. What's a man meruva? Shloshim yo. That's the whole sugya. Few lines. Very complex looking. Okay, let's take a look first of all in Tosfos. The machlok is three regalim or two regalim. What's the reason? Leishkak avas ishto, leyazach min arishona, leyabezayas b'mita, pinas kiven avas ishto, the kantera, oyoyoy, and the slogan machafal from the base. So therefore he says, ain't shayach lipstuk Rabbi Yehuda if the two regalim because what? Did we make a bubble? No! Doesn't do it. It's over. It's for other considerations. You can't say a point halacha of kedivrei meikel b'avel in this particular case. You can't do it. Take a look on the Rosh, if you will. Siman Memches. You can too do it. Memches, please. What's in the Ritz Gate? Pasuk Rav Yehuda, the regal shlishi mutter, halacha kedivrei meikel b'avel. Amazing. That's what he said. The Rosh himself, I think Kwanis Levitkes himself said, it's not really available, but it's rather It's just Tishachach v'tishka rishona midaita. For the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Pasak Tana Kama. I don't know. I don't know. Pshat Mitzgei. It's a little pshat. Yes?
The rest of the five
commandments
in a general way that it has to do with
Tovah Avelis. Even though it's not really Avelis. Maybe. Can I? Okay, what about Eris and Rabbi Osai? Betrothal. Nowadays we betroth and marry at the same time, but we feel a year apart. A betrothal. Said the Rosh, these two ones lavish in the Leorat Shari. Before Shigman Yavamit, Shem out. Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to call it, Inoshim Yisarat, Sechutz Min Almanah, Meha Ibul, Lamed Yom. You have to wait 30 days even for Eretzin, Mefurish the Gemara, Mefurish the Rosh. Prama the Rama disagrees. And the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Alright? Shin Sadi Beis, Sif Aleph. Okay? Umutul Nekadish Isha Afila B'yom Amisa. Wow! That's a pretty strong statement. The Rama's against the Gemara. So, he's against the Gemara. He's against the Gemara for one of two reasons. The Beis Sefer talks about it. Ram is against the Gemara. He's not oblivious to the fact. The Beis Yosef says, true, there's a Gemara, but the Rambam says one of two things. He says, we don't pass like the Gemara. Rav Yosef said, lo'kayim lo'kayim say, or, inami, lo'osa li'aret ne'ibul ele besuda, ava below suda mishashari. That's what it means. Okay, so with a meal, it's also without a meal, it's two pshat of a meitzar, it's a pshat and eat, in the Shita Rambam. Fine. What's the reason of the Rambam? We know a very important reason for you. We know that reason very well. Three words. That's right. Shem Yikad Menu Acher. Be careful over here. Okay. Fine. There are more passing like the Rosh, but it's also fine. The Rosh that's further, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well, it's the vase, that for this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Aragolim. You need time to forget, imagine three Aragolim. Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot, less than a month, he's remarrying already. Ah, come on. Alright, so for this purpose, it doesn't fit. Even though for other purposes, yes, not for this purpose. You need at least a half a year, right? The least you can get, pay the Shulchan Sukkot in an order, is going to be half a year. Fine. And Pasha Shmiya Teres doesn't count either as a regular Pasha against the Dog of Miravola. What happens if the other way around? Instead of the wife passed away, the husband passed away. So we know that then you have to wait 92 days. Every guest and every Shema Kana for the child. She's 80 years old, low plug. Like the volleyball, right? Low plug. You're going to be 80 years old, you have to have 3 months of Havkana before you remarry. Shine. What's the difference between a husband and a wife? It's interesting. You can't say this well. You can't. Well, let's turn to the Mordechai and see what he says. I'm only going to quote. I'm not going to say a word, because everything I say, you're going to hang me for it. So I'd just rather just quote. Okay? The Mordechai, tough, oof, lamed, vov. April. Here we go. He says, well, Pesach HaTeres HaSukkos, Yeshem Simchas HaChag. Okay? Just those three. Ubetochiach Yishkach Avas Ishtar Rishona, Yitzach B'Chag Imzu. Huh? Aval Isha Bebal Kolduhu Isha Bebal Kolduhu Nichola V'lochein Eina Tzrichola Hapten Shlosha Regolim. I said I'm not saying another word. I don't know. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the next Gemara. Quick. Next Gemara says Eino Bonim, you can get married right away. Bishum Pru Revu. What do you mean get married right away? What do you mean right away? What do you mean right away? Three sheetahs. Most Rishonim say right away it means after Shiva. That's the Rosh in Siman Memchet. After Shiva. I repeat, someone's getting married because he has no children. He wants to be kind through Revu. So it says, Lashon. Let's take a look at Memchet, Shabbos. Memchet. Im eino bonim noti shal yaltem ne bitl tiria verivya. So what does it mean? Lialter. So the Rosh says Lialter means after Shiva. That's the centrist view. That's the view which most posts can hold from. The Ramban says no. It means the Achashloshim. Achashloshim? What else are you waiting for? What's the answer? Gimel Regalim. That's the Chiddush. You need not wait Gimel Regalim. The Machom Pru Uruvu. It's actually 2 years old in the Masechtas Machos. It's a question of Gersim. The question is, what does it say over here? Take a look. The Rosh, it's Mutter after Shiva. According to the Gersim Ramban, it's Mutter after Shloshim. That's a Rosh, two different Gersim. Tok Shloshim, Racha Shloshim. Okay, the Rambam seems to say it's mutter within Shiva, right away. Why? It's a two-step, the Rambam. One, in the case of Yeshua Bonim Ketanim, which we'll get to in a minute, it says, Besa Kvar. That's pretty quick, right? No way to weak, it's a berry. So it's right away. Then step number two, is the Rambam makes an equation, puts them all together. You have Bonim Tanim, you have no Bonim, it's all the same. Rov Rishonim say, no, you have no Bonim, you can wait and afford to wait a week. That Bonim Tanim every day, it drives you crazy, you can't manage, so you have to wait a week. And even that, Tosfos says, don't take it literally. Take a look at Tosfos by Bonim Tanim, Tosfos Dibur Masvah V'Omar. Please take a look. So it says, Lav Davka, She'ovel kol Shiva Asur. So who needed a Beis HaKvar? Come on, you have to wait till the Shiva's over. Then he was in a genius chat. This is the case of the Gemara Zvachim. It says the Farish. It was an Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, after an hour, the Shiva's over, it's already after Shiva. Presto. It is after Shiva, but it took an hour. Okay? So that's what other Rishonim say. Fine. Now, what does it say? What does the Gemara say? Rabbi say, what does the Gemara say? Afa became a ball el of Zman Meruba. Shloshim Yom. Shloshim Yom. Okay? Now, does he Rishalmi? Mr. Rush quote. Amazing. A helpless man. I can men but mostly help us know this. Ain't no Mishi Hashem Shanim. He's going to take care of him. Not that he hasn't fulfilled Puru Revu. Not that he has Bonim Tanim. Who's going to take care of him? He has to get married. Talk about the... he has to get married. Okay. So the Rishali. Again, the same halach as Yesh Bonim Tanim. The Pashto. Now, some say the Beis HaKvaras wasn't the marriage, it was only the Shidduch. He said, Tiyu Parnasi, for the Shidduch. And the wedding took place after Shiva. No, I didn't say the marriage. Shidduch, they agreed to get married. But this Ramah, look how far Ramah goes with this, no one take care of him. What do you mean no one take care of you? If worst comes to worst, you hire someone to take care of you. No. I feel that Mishu Asher v'Yecholos Yada Litzkel or Misharsim and Misharsos. The Komakom ain't Bito or Kalosu as for the Beso. Shetuka l'Shamsha v'Chafifa Tarosh. Who's gonna shampoo his hair? Come on, Baisa. They didn't have running water. That's a pshat. They didn't have running water. Somebody had to take this bucket and pour it over your head. And that's a pshat. I mean, I think in the time of showers, no one's gonna say, I have to get married. I have to take a shower. I don't think anyone would say that. Oh, Shah, the Gemara, Shem is bias me acherim, mikvi en levishu sham, Shem ha chayotib is that. Interesting. That's the Ramah said. Fine. Now. In the case of Ein Lo Bonim, Rabotai, what happens? It's postponed until after Shiva, correct? It's postponed, Ein Lo Bonim, so after Shiva. Right? That's how we assume. Against the Rabbi, I have to wait more than Shiva. And when is the Bia? So the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch say, what do you mean when? After Shiva, no? Tashma. When else? But the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, it's also, the Bia is also till after Shloshim. Facts arrive at, what? Let's get it straight over here. The whole reason why allowing the wedding to take place so early is because of Bittul Kiruvu. So you can allow him to get married after Shiva and the Bia not till after Shloshim. Now what have you accomplished with this incredible dispensation that he's married after Shiva? Towards what end? Immaculate conception? What's going on over here? What's the purpose of allowing him to get married after Shiva if they're not going to have the Bia till after Shloshim? That's a meridic kakashim. How do you answer this Rambam? He says, cut to the Ravid now. This is toward the end of Simon Nemches, end of the second column, page 72. That commission knows he should the parents one of the time, you have to wait a month. Because then the B is not critical. You have to be in the same place, all right? I'm a mission knows he should the bottom, if they fear the river, mutali sosa, mutalava, lel, the altar, you have to shiva. You look at love, you send the altar. What are you doing? You shall me. Mishim Hashem Hashanu is also Asur. Love Olad Achash Loshim Yom. All right? That's what it says. Okay? And it goes to this with the Rosh. The man of time. The Shiduchim. Right? The Chule. The case of the Beit HaKvaras. Or it was the Torah of Teretz about Zohar Nafkum. It's all here found in the Rosh. What do you do with the Rambam about that? What do you do? So the back is the Teretz. And the Bach is a terror. The Bach says like this, look, if you're going to wait around till after Shloshim, till they have the marriage, you know how things go. Till this. Look, they want to get married, let them get married now. And the Bia will be after Shloshim. That's how the Bach answers this Kasha in Simon Shin Sadi Bay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1 second, trying to find it. Oh. Nevertheless, most of the custom of the yard talk shiva, even according to the Rambam, came into the Knesset of the Lakayim in the Street of Rivia, covered mitzvah rabba. So the Knesset itself is a chana, so suggests the Bach. Giorama. Okay? Good. Now turn, if you will, to the Rosh, Simon Mem Tes. Yes, ma'am. Why? With what purpose? How can you be matzah something? Of course, a matzah. Do it. Wait a few more weeks. Its whole purpose is through a revu. So how do you explain it? No, he gets it to Gilead Mashah and tell him, "Kay matzah elas the knisa of the elo bonim lokiyah period rivia yeshlama." The chuppah hachonas mitzvah peruvu mitzvah gadoli bach. I said the bach. How he understood the bach. The hachonah. That's how I understood it too. Okay. The Gilead Mashah. Yes, sir. Right. You're right. Why do so much hachonah? Look, a cloud. Get it over with. You wait till the caterer comes, till his comes, till this comes, till this. What's the matter? Get it done. It's over. Finish. Done. There's plenty of how to mekatrigan. You know, get it done. Yes. Who asked that question? Do you have Masha? So what is the answer? Okay.
First one.
Rama, Chupesh, and Avia. Can avail to Rabbanan? Okay. That's pretty fast. Good kasha. Okay. Let's take a look at the Rosh Hashanah and Mem Tes. What did he say here? Rabbeinu Tam Zal Hitta Leisha. Shaisa Meshudechet. Umeis Achia. Liachar Azmanas Akrov. From Samach Lechupa. Shetikonis Lechupa Tol Shloshim Yom. Bishop period the river the bow. The Acha Shalom Yisa Isha Zu Lo Yisa Keres. Everybody had a shiddach. The Shema Fid Lo Hoim 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 Get the impression from the Rosh again that the marriage itself, I'm also important. When did the marriage take place? In all these cases, when is the marriage? Okay, she's an avelus. He has no children. When is the marriage? When? Pashas after Shiva, Tok Shloshim, right? Now you read it, Tok Lamin. But not Tok Shiva. Not Tok Shiva. Well, there's a strange lashon of the Mechaber, which led to a whole story. Unbelievable. Take a look at the Mechaber, please. Look at the Mechaber and he quotes his name. The Shin Tzadi Beis. Siv Gimel. Look what it says. Mi shalokie mitzvah period of Rivia, v'shidat isha v'achashekim tzorche chupa meis achia m'shudeches. Lu, what does it say? Mutal lekonsa the love of Aleach Hashiva. How do you punctuate this, gentlemen? How do you punctuate this? Punctuation is very important, Rabbi. How do you punctuate the sentence? No. How do you punctuate? So the Prisha talks about this. Sounds something amazing. This cotton you'd bathe. He says the Prisha as follows. He says the Prisha at a time is Shetikon es tukhuba miyad Milivot al social mission period review. Shemat alichot miyad mission hefzed. For Roma that time the hefzed is mashakot of Korah of the chupa. Akash is mina kruim v'liv al v'chulei shetiri v'rivya. V'chein v'divri arash tshikha mechala et zvaro v'masha kosev hitta lichno t'livo v'chulei kema she amasev v'chulei v'taloma shetiri shakosev kema she lo hefkos kodra amasha kosev hitta lo lichno t'rotonoma hitta lichno t'miyat tok shiva. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable at the footnote Lama Dalet of the new tours that it can't be. It's against Shuvah Tarash, the Furish, the Tur is against it, the Mordechai is against it, the Goslam is against it, Naram is against it, the Tosis is against it. Everyone says, Lekon Tzotok Shloshim, and Mashmatok Shivalo. V'dochak Roma de Bekulam Nofla HaTov. So for this Prisha, we don't accept. And the Taz critiques the Prisha. He accuses him, and it's his cousin, hey, of not looking at the Rosh. That's a pretty big critique. So, take a look at the Pesukei Tshuva, Vav. Taz, Tahach Lekonsu, Nami Lach HaShiva Davka. He quotes some Pesuk who wanted to say, Mut, after 3 days, B'Shat HaTzchak Gozol. This case happened, Rabbi Otai. It happened. It really happened. And the Ramosh is making with the Das Yochid, the Pashas is that we have to wait till after Shiva. Of course, in the case we dealt with, they got married within Shiva. So they have to base them in the Nigrus Moshe. But the Pashas is is not that way. It's not that way. Interestingly, the one last point before we down to Mincha, the Bach suggests over here that these kinds of cases where he's konis le'achas shiva, u'boa le'achas shloshim, b'adam tanim, no nisham shenu, is an Easter of Yichud. Easter, can you imagine what kind of marriage is this? Easter Yichud. The McDavid says it's not true. Why is it not true? Because it's not an Easter beer be'etzen. It's a question of, you know, chashul u'shtetei, it's kind of stuff. It's not an Easter beer be'etzen. Of course, the problem is if it's going to be pierced in Nida, then you have a problem. That's going to be a problem that we can't overcome. So, you know, it's a question of whether you want to rely on this heter, if you're going to run into the problem of a worse emotional problem, it's just, you have to be careful. We'll have to stop here, Mishim, tomorrow. We'll finish up Simcha, and it'll be Numar Makomas, the next 2 years, the easiest to see any based on. That proves my point. It's ridiculous. Not everything was just like you said. I may have mentioned earlier. Not everything was just happy, you know? Yeah, it's beautiful, right?